Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna...
Time to play the game.
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Andrew Downs, thank you very much, and welcome to a frosty Thursday night here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by, as always, Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. My name is Chris Williams. His name is Brent Bloom. Bloom, happy Thursday. It is Hoops Eve.
Love it.
Yeah. College basketball season, I don't believe there are any games tonight. I believe it officially tips
it
off tomorrow, correct?
Tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Iowa State in Oak Town. Well, it's kind of the Oakland that MC Hammer rapped about. Yeah,
right.
Oakland in Michigan. We're not going to dance around. We're going to get to our special guest here tonight on the Hi-V Hotline. His first time ever on a Cyclone Fanatic radio show. He will officially coach his first game ever tomorrow night, although you've seen him on the bench with Fred Hoiberg and Doc Sadler and T.J. Otzelberger and Matt Abdelmassi and all those guys over the years, Cornell Mann. His name is Charlie Henry, Iowa State's brand new assistant coach. Charlie, welcome to the program. How are you tonight, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Chris. It is a frosty Thursday evening, too. Coming out of practice was a little cold today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's nasty out there. Now, give us a little background. I mean, I know where you're from. I know your whole background and everything, but some Cyclone fans are probably out there hearing your voice for the first time. So you have an NBA background. That's where you met Fred. That's how you were with Jim Boylan at Utah for a while. But where'd you grow up, Charlie? Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you come from.
Yeah, I'm from Canton, Michigan. So it's about 10 minutes from the airport there when you fly into Detroit. My parents still live there, although there will be a name tomorrow for the game. But right from Canton, grew up around the game. Father was a longtime high school coach and followed him around, and been around the game for shoot as long as I can remember. And it's always something I wanted to pursue. Known it for as long as I can remember. I mean, I'm in the position I've always wanted. So it's a dream come true for me, and excited like everyone else to get the season underway.
Charlie, what's the biggest adjustment for you going, almost a seat down on the bench to now an assistant role? I know you did have some input last year as far as some of the scouting, some of the X's and O's stuff, but what's the big change for you?
Yeah, obviously, last year you have a role with the staff, and you have a role with coach, and like you said, Doc and Coach Cornell Mann, worked with those guys last year. But, your interactions with the players, in this role is obviously tenfold. You're coaching them every day. You get to get down on the floor with them, and sweat with them, work with them. So it's something I've really enjoyed and, already, had a relationship with a lot of those guys that have returned from the past year. But to be able to build it even more on the floor with them every day has been really special. And that's definitely the biggest change as far as and change in roles.
Charlie, I know you and Fred are big NBA guys, and your offensive system, it's fun for me to watch as an NBA guy myself, some of the stuff that's run in the NBA. And you see, I saw that with Fred, ran that the other day. But just talk to that background and how that helps you guys into some of the offense that you guys put together.
Yeah, I know you're an NBA guy, Brent, so I enjoy talking with you about it. But
we're one of eight, Charlie. Eight
nine,
guys.
I'm in.
Now we're at
I'm
nine now. Chris is nine.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. A lot of people probably don't realize how much NBA basketball coach watches. I mean, this guy watches. I swear he's watching games every night because he's texting me, Did you see this? And, he's got League Pass at his house where I'm just NBA TV and then whatever's on the national channel. But, He watches it, and every night he's texting about different stuff, late game, side OBs, exploiting switches. He's just, he plays, probably doesn't come off, but he's a junkie, and he loves the game. So it's something we're always looking at, always talking about, and, along with Nate Lenzer on staff, he's always pulling clips for us from the previous night's game.
That's fascinating, Charlie. Charlie Henry, Iowa State assistant basketball coach, joins us on the Hy-Vee Hotline. So when you and Hoiberg, and I've heard stories of you and Doc Sadler, when you guys are up at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, what's the office like? Are you guys, having a cup of coffee, a little Busch Light? What are you guys, set the tone for maybe a diehard fan who'd like to know what that setting is like?
Well, I will say our office is pretty, it's pretty fun, and it's, Doc was a huge part of that. He was a lot of fun. But there's a lot of heckling, I would say, a lot of going back and forth and generally having a good time. But this is kind of that time of year where everything gets a little tighter and, maybe the jokes don't come as frequently. Granted, we still try to, have a good time and get out for, a lunch meal when the day allows it. But it's kind of getting into that mode where things are getting a little less ruckus. So we had a great summer and great fall, and we're just ready to put it all out there for you guys and enjoy another great season.
Charles, you guys jump right in, of course, Oakland tomorrow night, and then it rolls right along, but how ready is the group, and how excited are you guys to get this thing going?
I know, being around our guys, they're excited, obviously scrimmaging like we did and having an exhibition game. It was good for them to play someone else, and with the earlier start now, which is our second year being able to start a little earlier, they've had plenty of practices going up against each other, and they're probably, to be honest, getting sick of it. So they're ready for these games to come, and they're ready to get out in Hilton again and really set the tone for the year. So it's exciting.
Charlie, what's interesting about this season, what I've been able to notice from the fans, so Bloom and I went through, we did our podcast earlier this week. We do this every year. It's not the best way to predict how a season is going to go, but it's more for an entertainment standpoint than anything. We went game by game. Bloom, what do we have then? Like 25 wins?
25 yeah. And 5.
Okay, so and you don't even have to.
No pressure.
Let's take it right now.
No, you sign up for that.
That's the expectation. But the point is there are high expectations for Iowa State basketball. And I feel like the last few years you guys have made the tournament, but you kind of snuck up on some people. But now, I mean, it seems like every other day somebody is picking Iowa State basketball to be in the Final Four. Now, that's great for recruiting. It's great for excitement. It's great for ticket sales. What I'm curious about, Charlie, is how much is that even talked about in the locker room? How much do your guys pick up on that? It's a totally different world right now, because they're getting tweeted at, they see stuff on Facebook, then, when Fred played 15, 20 years ago, however long ago it was at this point. But, I'm just curious how you guys are managing those expectations as a coaching staff.
Well, I know where Coach Hoiberg's vision is, and, his vision is for us to be competing for championships. And I think most Cyclone fans have heard him talk about it. So he doesn't shy away from the expectations. And I know our other guys that have been there, and then even our newcomers have quickly bought in. And a guy like George Niang, that's where his heart is. That's where his head is. He wants to win championships. We did some great things last year, and we're ready to build off it. And our goals are high, and we welcome it. But at the same time, try to focus on what we can control, and that's getting better every day. And for the last 2 days, it's been preparing for Oakland. So try to focus, on the task at hand and focus on the present. But, the expectations are something we welcome, and, it's good. It's positive. Obviously it's something that has to be managed, but the fact that people are talking about us you know, predicting us or saying, you know, we have the potential to do this and that. We welcome it, and we hope to prove them right.
Charlie, give us a little preview on Oakland out of the Horizon League. I think they were picked seventh in that division or that conference, but they can score the ball, it looks like.
Yeah, they really can. There's some similarities there between us and them. They really play fast. They like to shoot the three. They have a transfer from St. John's. Max Hooper really shoots it. Their point guard was freshman of the year in their league last year. He's a Detroit kid. Khalil Felder, really a dynamic player. Scored 23.5 and handed out 9 assists in their 2 exhibition games. So he's really dynamic. He was a preseason second team all league. Their big fella. Maybe should have started with him, but he was first team all league after averaging 13-8 last year, and he's a load inside. So they got plenty of weapons. It'll be a really, really good test for us to see where we're at. They have our attention. I know that. So,
final question for you, Charlie, and I don't want to look ahead too far, but Georgia State's around the corner, and yep. That's an incredibly good basketball team. I think that had they made the NCAA tournament last year, had they gotten a decent draw, that's a team that could have been, you know, a Cinderella-type basketball team. They've got a couple guys who are NBA prospects. They come to Hilton on Monday night. I've talked to other guys on the staff, and I know that this is a game that you guys kind of circled on your calendar knowing it's game 2. That's a tricky game on Monday night for you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, the fact that you're asking about them makes me feel like Friday night's a tricky for us.
Hey, that's what I do. That's why you're where you're at and I'm where I'm at, buddy.
Because we're worried about Oakland, but no, Georgia State's very good. You talked about them being a NCAA tournament caliber team. They no doubt are. I believe they won every one of their league games last year and did not lose until their conference championship against Louisiana Lafayette, who had a
by
top
a point.
10 pick.
Yeah,
who had a top 10 pick, really actually gave that game away. So they were definitely an NCAA tournament caliber team, and they got a lot. Obviously, their two leading scorers back and a lot of other pieces, and even have added a couple. So they're going to be it'll be another great test. They play a little unorthodox, which early in the season, you know, both Oakland and Georgia State play a little different. So those are two unique challenges to be facing in game 1 and game 2, but our guys are getting ready for it.
Charlie, good job. You already you've learned well from Fred, and you refuse to look past Oakland. So good job. You've survived your first interview on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, we'll have you again, all right, if you're willing. You have awesome. Good luck tomorrow night and the rest of the season.
For sure. Appreciate
all right.
It, guys.
Thanks, Charlie.
Letting go of Charlie Henry off of the Hy-Vee hotline here tonight on Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clyde.
You want to bite on that Georgia State question.
I know. You know, if I would have asked that to Abdul Massey, he would have just jumped right into that and just gone nuts. But, hey, Charlie's a seasoned coach-speak guy. I tried to get him to look ahead. I tried to press that button. He wouldn't go there.
Oh, that was good stuff. Oh, Charlie's going to be he really is an up-and-comer. You look at him and Matt both youngish guys in the profession, but Fred wouldn't have them there if he didn't trust them.
No,
and they've got a lot of talent on that staff.
It's like heaven for you though, because it's your favorite team, Iowa State, and it's run by all these NBA guys.
Oh, well, that's where the best basketball is. I've been trying to tell everybody this for five years.
I told you that we were having lunch yesterday. I'm in, man. Like I'm a big Major League Baseball fan. I'm not even a big baseball fan, but I like Major League Baseball because I feel like it's a daily soap opera. And I've really taken the NBA with that same mindset this year, and I'm loving it, other than Derrick Rose. I love everything about the NBA other than Derrick Rose.
He's soft.
Oh,
which
that's
is
an understatement.
Me calling somebody soft is hilarious.
That's an understatement. I wanted to get Charlie to take a shot at Rose, but I knew after he ducked Georgia State that he wouldn't touch
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't do it. No, but if you watch Iowa State, well, why I've enjoyed them really from day one, all of their stuff, you know, it looks like an NBA offense. So that's also why the commentators talk about it all the time. but that's why Fred gets connected with a lot of those NBA jobs, because what he's doing, he's running Iowa State like an NBA team in a lot of ways, and he's good at it. So it's entertaining basketball, and from all reports, Iowa State's going to score a lot of points again, yep. And I can't wait to get that thing started tomorrow.
That Arkansas game?
Oh.
Take the over.
Well, I don't even know what it would be. It's going to be like there could be 200 points in that game.
It's going to be fun. All right, hey, I want to give a shout-out to my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. I tell you what, CycloneFanatic.com and Cyclone Fanatic Radio and everything that we do wouldn't be what it is without our friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. I've, you know, we've talked about it on the program where I'm having my first child, and it's crazy how, you know, you turn 30, having a child, you all of a sudden view things a little bit differently. I went and got a physical with Dr. Nicholson here in Ankeny, the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. They read you your numbers. They say, hey, why don't you work on this? Why don't you work on that? And that way I can be, healthy. I want to see my kid graduate, that type of deal. And I would strongly encourage any men out there, a lot of people our age, they're perfectly healthy, but they don't go to the doctor. Do it. It's not scary. Most of your insurance will probably pay for it. To get a physical, there's no copay, nothing like that. 8 metro locations for the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, and West Des Moines. Same day, next day appointments. All sorts of physicians. Get your flu shot, too, from the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to bring Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on for picks. We're going to reveal our deal of the week. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny here on 1460 KXNO.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection, but did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. As always on 1460 KXNO, we are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny tonight. Talking Iowa State basketball so far. We'll talk football here in just a little bit, unfortunately. But before we do that, I'm going to bring in my friend Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. I tell you what, Tim, you guys have you got me. Bought a projector from me last week. You got a hold of my wife. With that pre-Black Friday deal, she heard about the appliances. We were in there yesterday. Lewis took good care of us.
Yeah, there's a lot of great deals going on right now. Lewis is a good guy. I'm glad he did a good job for you.
No, we.
What'd you purchase?
Didn't he purchase?
So, you know, I was just referencing the child coming.
Yeah.
The wife is bearing child.
What does that to do with it?
Well, the point is, you get your crap done before the kid gets there. That's how I've understood.
I completely agree.
Yeah, so she got new kitchen appliances.
Wow.
Yeah, good for her. And she spent all my money in the
process. Projector's looking great, you
projector's
told me?
Projector's great.
I got to come see that.
Looks fantastic. Yeah, we're both Bondurant guys. Yeah. Come on over.
Can't be hard.
Nope, it'll be a good time.
You're
all right.
You're going to need Nebraska Furniture Mart to sponsor your house here soon.
Well, you may as well. I mean, come on.
I get a flag for the front yard. If
you want. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Whatever. You pay me enough, I'll do anything.
That's right, buddy.
I'll tattoo your logo on my forehead.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, this deal for this week doesn't come across to me as a sexy deal, but it's an intriguing deal if this is what you need, because you can't beat it.
I completely agree. You know, we've run the gamut last few weeks on a lot of TVs.
Yeah.
And I went back to the well one more time with my flooring buyers, and I said, hey, let's throw one more great flooring deal out for this.
This is fantastic.
I think it's a great deal for the fanatics out there. And what's great about what they've done for me this week is we're running a deal we call our 7 Frees on carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And what it comes down to is you get – these are the things you're going to get with this deal. You're going to get a free measure. You're going to get free classic cushion. You know, the pad that goes under your carpet there.
Yep.
You're going to get free basic installation. You're going to get free take-up of all your old flooring, wherever we're replacing with carpet. We'll take that up for you.
Mm-hmm.
On top of taking it up, we're going to haul it all away for you, dispose of it for you so you don't got to mess with it. And this is a great one right here, free furniture move, which, you know, you got those heavy armoires. You got
pain,
things in there. A lot of people are nervous. So we're going to take care of that for you for free.
That's the worst part of the flooring.
It is.
Oh.
That's the one that people love of this deal more than anything is, I don't got to move my furniture? Nope, we'll take care of it.
Absolutely.
It's really heavy. We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
And then we also do free standard step installation, which after a certain point, that usually is in there too. So those 7 items are all going to be free when it comes to making any carpet purchases. And what was great about this deal is when we run this deal, it's such an aggressive deal, we normally do everything at our normal price, our everyday low price, and we keep it there. And I said to the buyers, let's make it a little more sexy this week. So they gave me 2 things that we never do with this deal. And one is we're taking another 10% off our everyday low price. So you're going to get those 7 free items when you come in and buy carpet from us. Plus, you're going to get 10% off the deal. And when we run these deals, we usually say, hey, we need a minimum purchase. You got to do 40 yards or more. Not this time.
Jeez.
You got a room you want to do, 1 bedroom. You want to do 1 living room. Whatever you got going on, you want to put carpet in there. These next 3 days are the days to come.
Oh, my
see
wife
us.
Doesn't hear this.
Yeah, I'll give her a call.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's an incredible deal.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing thing we're putting together. And like you said, it's not really an impulse thing. But it isn't a point because normally with having a minimum on there, maybe you just have a spare bedroom you want to redo and you want to put some carpet down there. Come in and take advantage of these deals on carpet. You know, get that extra 10% off of there. No minimums. Come in and see us and we'll get you squared away. We're going to run this deal starting tomorrow morning through Sunday, like we have the last few weeks, 3 days on the deal.
All right.
So if you're thinking about putting carpet in, come see us.
So I'm an idiot, and this doesn't surprise anybody listening. But so I just show up and say, hey, I'm looking to re-carpet my basement. You guys will come measure and do all the
everything
for you.
We'll take care of the measuring. We'll throw in a classic cushion there. We'll take care of your old stuff. Take it out of there. Throw it away for you. We're going to do the basic installation for you for free. And as you were talking earlier, the furniture move. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Get all that heavy stuff out of the way for you and take care of you. There's some exclusions on the, I will say this, on the heavy, on the furniture. No pool tables and pianos. Got to be honest with you on that one.
Nobody wants to move those.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Other than that, we're taking care of it for you, plus 10%.
Very cool.
So.
All right, that's a great deal.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I bet you get some action on it.
I think we will.
That's through Sunday?
Through Sunday, yep. Okay, starting tomorrow morning through Sunday.
Let's do our picks. You want to join us on picks, you can do them on the forums, the football forums. We're going to be giving away that Kegerator coming up on or just a little after December 1st. That's just in a couple of weeks.
Coming up.
It's coming up.
Gentlemen, Ohio State, after a big win at Michigan State, travels to Minnesota, who really whooped up on the Hawks last week. So I'm smelling, Bloom, a little bit of a letdown for Ohio State. I feel like Minnesota will have plenty of confidence. Ohio State wins, but only by 10 points.
I had somebody send me a text who listened to last week's podcast, said, thank you for making me a lot of money in Vegas. I went against every single thing you picked.
Said that to you?
Yeah. So I think I went like 0-6 last week. So I say that. Whatever I say, it means nothing. But I would agree with you.
That's the case for all of us.
Yeah, I think we had a rough week. But I don't know if Ohio State can do that again on the road. I know Minnesota's going to be up for that game. Pretty stout defense. I think it's within 12.
What do you think, Tim?
I'm going to go against you guys here. My thinking is this, is that you guys are both focusing on what Ohio State's going to be doing.
Yep.
I think Minnesota's up for the letdown.
Okay.
I think they can come off a big win against Iowa, which should have been a much more competitive game, and Minnesota went in there and blew them away. They're going to be full of confidence. But guess what, guys? It's still Minnesota, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Still
is Minnesota.
And I think after coming off of going into Michigan State and beating Sparty, I think Ohio State goes in there and takes care of business.
It will be interesting. The snow will be a factor.
Yeah.
Very snowy up there, so keep an eye on that. Iowa 5.5 at Illinois. It's just a teeter-totter type season for the Hawkeyes. It scares me picking Iowa because they were like my lock of the week last week, and we all saw what happened. But I'm going to take Iowa just because they're traditionally up and down. They seem to be better on the road. It's weird. Yeah. Last week didn't prove it, but they're a pretty good road team, Tim.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more, the up and down theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming off a loss like they had last week, you look at this game and you go, well, what are they going to give us this week? This is usually what happens. Ferentz is going to go out and give us a win that everybody's worried about. And then they're going to back off.
Yep.
So I got Iowa covering the 5.5 here on the road. So.
Blue?
I have no idea with this game. Here's what's stupid as an Iowa State fan. This is what's stupid. Illinois, who's been terrible forever, and they're still terrible this year, is two wins away from a bowl game.
Yeah.
And they play Iowa and Northwestern and Penn State. So they could legitimately make a bowl game, even though they're terrible and they want to fire their coach. So I think just based on that, if they like the guy, they'll win against Iowa.
That's great.
That's
logic.
Awesome analysis.
How do you argue that, Chris?
But if they don't like him and they want him fired, then maybe they won't play him.
They're all having a team meeting right now. Going,
do we want
thumbs up or down?
Do we want Beckman or not?
Yeah, thumbs up or down.
You know where the quarterback is? No. Well, Wes Lunt.
Oh yeah, Wes Lunt.
Well, he's back. Oklahoma State.
Yeah, yep. He's back.
He's back this week.
Yeah. Nebraska is at Wisconsin. The Badgers are a 6-point favorite. What do you think, Tim?
I hate to say this, but I'm going to ride Nebraska here. I think they're playing with confidence right now, and this is a game where nobody thinks they should go in and win. And I just think they go in there and they take care of business and win on the road there.
Cool. I'll take Wisconsin just because I don't – the one time they had a difficult road game, the Huskers, they did not play well at Michigan State. I think it's a similar type deal up in Madison.
I've got the Badgers by a touchdown, so I'll take Wisconsin to cover. Abdul is not 100%, so that's important to me. Let's go a little bit of LSU at Arkansas. I'm actually changing my pick here. I had Arkansas initially, but I like LSU just because I don't like to go against streaks,
right?
And they've lost 17 in a row. It's a 2-point favorite. Is the team that's lost 17 in a row.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the team that is perennially a SEC contender in LSU to cover the 2 points.
No, it's you know, this was a tough game to look at, too. Coming off of a heartbreaker, going on the road. You know, the Fighting Brett Bielema's got to win sometime in one of these cases.
You would think so.
They keep getting in all these games, and they look like, hey, this is the week they might get in there and do it. I actually think this is the week they get in
all
there
right,
and do it.
All right.
I'm going to sit with Arkansas on this one.
Boom.
No clue.
Yeah, I don't either.
I just picked LSU.
I tried to sound smart there.
Wait, it's amazing, though, a team that's lost 17 in a row can be favored by two against what was a ranked team. Are they still ranked, LSU? They should be ranked.
They should be.
I think they're one of the top 25 best. But that's the SEC is so either entertaining or screwed up, whatever way you want to look at it.
A little bit of both. Auburn is at Georgia. This is kind of my ridiculous lock of the week, I guess. I like Georgia here. Gurley's coming back. They'll be fired up. I just don't see any way they lose. Auburn's defense isn't very good. Give me the Bulldogs by a touchdown, Tim.
Yeah, I think Georgia's out fast and early and a lot.
Yeah.
And I think once they get out of the gates, they're going to be so far ahead they can hold on no matter what push Auburn puts at the end. I like Georgia winning this one at home as well.
The Georgia defense is awful as well. This might have 100 points in the game.
Yeah.
And I'll take Auburn just because I think Malzahn's a better coach than Mark Richt.
All right, that's fair. Florida State is a 1.5-point favorite.
That seems weird.
At Miami? Boy, my spider sense is up. But I'm going to take Florida State. I mean, that's remember that game, Bloom? You, me, and Walters, we sat right over there and we watched Florida State, and it looked like, you know.
Against Louisville.
Yeah, they should have lost that game.
Yep.
Winston's thrown into quadruple coverage, but it doesn't matter. The love him or hate him, the kid is a winner on the football field. He'll find a way to win. I like Florida State.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Miami.
Go, Tim, roll the dice.
Miami. Here's where we go.
All right.
I think right now that there is no reason Miami should win this game. And everything is just like you said. Florida State gets down, they come back. They get down, they come back. I think Miami has been waiting for this game since week one. And every time Florida State's, they just look at the calendar and go, we're 1 week closer to getting them. I think Miami is ready for this game. I think they come out and shock the world and take it.
I like, you got some bold picks tonight, Tim. I like it. Bloom, what do you think?
It's a night game, which makes me nervous if I'm a Florida State fan because I'm on the road in Coral Gables. But if you look at Miami, anytime they've played anybody, they've looked better of late. Actually, they've looked really good of late. But they've lost to Georgia Tech on the road, they lost to Nebraska on the road, and they lost to somebody else or Louisville on the road. Anybody they played, they just haven't played well. Now, they're coming off a nice win over North Carolina, that doesn't do much for me. Florida State's going to have just as many fans as Miami does there.
Yeah.
It's just
there's not much
that 1.5 there, I don't.
It's a pick.
It is a pick, and if I have to pick between those two schools, I'm taking the team that hasn't lost in 2 years.
It's kind of like my theory on Arkansas. It's the exact same game, actually. Mississippi State at Alabama, 8.5, Bama. Bama's been there, done that. I feel like Nick Saban was born to coach games like this, so I'm going to take Alabama, Tim.
I'm going to go against you this week, Kurt.
All right, all right.
No, I look at this one, and I think, Brett, I think you were talking about it last week, about who's Alabama really played.
Hmm.
And
yeah.
Nobody.
I know it's Alabama.
Yeah.
And I think, 8.5, that's a big enough spread that I'm not necessarily saying State's going to win.
That's the number one team in the country, an 8.5-point dog. Yeah.
At home against a team who's still Alabama. But I think Mississippi hangs close. I think it's less than 8.5. They cover this. I think it comes down to a field goal on this game.
All right, Bloom.
I think Alabama wins and wins big. And when that happens, what happens to Mississippi State? Do they drop out of the top four?
They'll go to like 15.
but they would be their first loss. It's going to be crazy the last couple weeks because of that. Who goes ahead of who when you have head-to-head matchups mixed in? You've got like a TCU who's still hanging around, and their only loss is a game they blew to Baylor, but they played well in. So I think Alabama just makes a statement like they do come November and hammer.
If you actually do gamble, don't bet on the Big 12 because it's a weird league this year. Just crazy stuff is happening. Texas is a 2.5-point
Don't bet
favorite.
In the SEC either.
Yeah,
it's
up. It's weird. But Oklahoma State, gentlemen, is 0-5-1 against the spread in its last six. So I'm going to take Texas to cover the 2.5 at Oklahoma State.
I feel like the Corso right now, Chris.
All right. Not so fast. Not
you guys
so
are
fast.
Like opposite on everything.
We are.
We are today.
It's all good. Right. I like it.
I think, this is one of those games, too, where I just don't think Oklahoma State's that bad. I don't think they've had a great year, but I still think they got a quality offense.
Steel Jantz is their quarterback.
I know. It's Steel Jantz down there playing for I'm a Man. And I think Texas goes in there with a good bit of confidence, and I think Gundy gets them ready to go. I think Oklahoma State wins this at home.
One of us is going to look really smart. One of us is going to look like an idiot.
We're
going to
look like
geniuses
this week.
Yeah.
Bloom? Some guy's texting you and some guy's texting me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't trust Tyrone Swoops on the road.
Yep.
No, nor should you.
So that's my logic. That's it.
That's a very fair logic. All right, Tim, great deal on flooring, my friend.
Yeah, no, coming in and see you this week, and we're going to run it from Friday through Sunday. The 7 freeze deal on carpet, free measure, free classic cushion, free basic installation, free take-up of your old floor, free haul away of your old floor, free furniture move, big one there, free standard installation, plus save 10% on the deal, and the no minimum purchase required. Come and see us. We'll take care of you for your carpet
needs
this weekend.
Is there a maximum purchase? Like, because I own a mansion. No, I don't.
Never.
But if I, okay. So
we'll take care of your east wing and your west
wing. Both of them?
Awesome. We'll do both
of them. Perfect.
That a boy.
Yeah.
Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart, and Clyde.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks, Chris.
All right, we'll talk more football when we come back. We'll sprinkle some hoops in as well. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented, as always, by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days. Okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor. Check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive. It's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented as always by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. At this time, normally, we would have on Dr. Brian Warmy from the McFarland Clinic Sports Medicine facility up there in Ames. We have Dr. Warmy, Dr. Buck, Dr. Greenwald. They are the doctors of the Cyclones. They've been busy this year. Seems like this is every week somebody goes down for Iowa State. Bloom, did you read Dr. Warmy's piece on ACLs?
I did.
Yeah.
Sophisticated stuff.
It's just amazing, though, when you think about when old man over here, Glenn Waterhouse, played football. Sorry, Glenn. You're a good sport. But for real, though, like if you tear an ACL back then,
my career
like
ended.
You're done, yep. Aren't you? Did you ever have a teammate tear an ACL?
Well, I tore an ACL and MCL. But
so how long did that take for you to get back on the field?
Oh, probably 2-3 weeks, but they were minor tears. But I've seen guys end their seasons.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we had small tears. But, yeah, guys, when they would do that, they're out for, you know, the season's
Some
over.
Some dudes' careers.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be done.
Now but they get back, they're almost.
Yeah, I mean, Quentin Dunderts' leg might be
healthy.
Better.
Right.
next year when he's so yeah.
Like the grafting technology, it's pretty impressive stuff.
It really
how
is
how they figure that stuff out.
So go check out Dr. Warmy's blog at CycloneFanatic.com. I actually put it in the basketball section because he talks a lot in the blog about cuts and stuff like that. So go check it out. The Sports Docs Weekly Blitz. Every week we do some sports medicine stuff from the McFarland Clinic Orthopedic Sports Medicine Team, Dr. Warmy, Dr. Buck, Dr. Greenwald. Put a link down there, too, if you'd like to schedule an appointment. Let's bring on former Cyclone Glenn Waterhouse, Glenn Waterhouse Insurance, State Farm Insurance. Am I missing anything?
You got it, man.
How, everybody knows what Bloom and I thought about the game because you follow us on Twitter. You've heard our analysis up to now. What was going through your mind watching Iowa State lose to Kansas on Saturday?
Well, it's just...
What do you see? Because there's so many things wrong. But like, what's the one thing that stands out to you the most?
I just seen a lack of hustle, a lack of effort.
Boy, that's a bad thing to say about a coach, though. You know what I mean? If you're a coach, if somebody told me, if I were to tell you, Glenn, I watched your team play, it didn't look like they were hustling. Is that the worst thing you could say?
Yeah, it's a kind of a knock in the gut. I just didn't see that we were flying around with the ball, making tackles, getting off our, you know, block and getting out there. It's just frustrating. You know, it's all I can say is.
I'm gonna make a statement, and I want to see if you two agree with me. It's on Wally Burnham. I don't know if I can blame Wally specifically for what I see with that defense. I'm watching the Kansas Jayhawks create holes where a guy can go 10 yards and not be touched. Kansas. Oklahoma, whatever. You know what? I get it. That's fine. Iowa State wasn't going to beat Oklahoma anyway. But to see Kansas do that, to me, like, Wally Burnham is not dumb. He's a good coach. But you could only do – Glenn, you're a coach. There, at some point in my mind, there's only so much you can do. And I don't see this as a Wally Burnham problem. I see it as a severe depth problem and a talent problem as well. Do you agree with that, or do you see, like, schematically, do you think they're all out of whack?
Well, I agree with you because I think Wally Burnham's shown that he's put some great schemes together over the years.
Yeah.
I just don't know that you're getting a lot of buy-in. And then from the players.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going wrong up there right now. It's that effort. And we know when we start these Iowa State seasons out, when we've got more depth, you know, we're all right. But when injuries start to happen, there's a big drop-off from number ones to number twos. We see it every year.
Well, you could write a book about Iowa State football, and that's the story.
Well, and it's weird because early in the season, like in that K-State game, I thought the defense was moving really well, flying around, and it's almost like they just lost their mojo. It's either the injuries or something else, but they're not the same speed anymore, and it's got to be just brutal for those coaches because you're right, there's only so much you can do, and some would say if you're of the mindset where you got to coach up effort, and I didn't play football at that level. I don't know if that's a motivational thing. The slow starts are becoming a trend again. Right out of the locker room, you're digging yourself a 14-0 hole. Against Kansas, what was the stat, Chris? 19 first downs to 1?
19-1 with like 5 to go, something like that.
I mean, it's amazing. I would say you made that interesting in the second half. But
they had 88 yards at halftime, and I want to say 66 of them came on that final drive of the first half.
And Paul Rhodes said this week, I mean, he listed what's wrong, and he took about 30 seconds and rattled off about it. There's nothing right. Like, there's really nothing right now, and that's – it's tough to watch.
You know, guys, one thing I learned, when I coached football at Drake, Rob Ash was our head coach, and he would always say to us as coaches, don't complain about who you don't have. Coach the guys you got. And, you know, I understand, you know, we can't dial up another guy. I mean, but they've got to get all in on the guys they got and somehow get them to start doing things and not wish or make excuses somebody's hurt. Now you got to coach the kids. You got to make the kids that are second team play like first teamers and get them. Yeah. Those guys that aren't playing, they should be fired up for that opportunity.
It's just the drop off was so drastic from Jevon Miller to whoever else they have right now. And that's, I don't know why that is. You'd think Kane Seeley's what, a redshirt sophomore?
Yeah.
So this is his third year.
He looks lost.
He just doesn't look like he's
all those
comfortable
linebackers
at all.
Just look lost. And Luke Knott. I like Luke Knott, but he's what is he at? 50% right now?
He's 60%. Struggling with injuries.
And he's small to begin with. So then you wear them down like that. They got no shot. They got no chance. You're playing with, like, fourth string defensive tackles in the Big 12.
But then, Chris, the offense.
Chris, we were playing Kansas.
Yeah.
Well, I get it.
The offense gets 14 points.
You want to talk about drop-offs, though. Drop-off from Rodney Coe and David Irving to the guys out there right now. Listen, I'm not making an excuse. It was pathetic. You're right. They make Kansas look like Oklahoma at points in that game, and that's what's the most.
And it's not all of the guys. Like Devlin Cousin played with one arm, basically.
That's the point.
He tore like elbow ligaments, and he's out there.
Yep.
He gets like two tackles for loss. So there's still guys grinding, but when you have 11 guys on one defense, all it takes is one.
Well, it really does. And you look at the North Dakota State game. I mean, you know, who knows if Cotton Moya is not out? You know, like there's just. It's painful to watch, and I don't want the offense to go off without any blame too, because if the offense has more than one first down, the defense isn't, you know, clearly the weak spot of your team. It's not out there for as long, and the offense was pitiful in the first half against Kansas too, up until that final drive. I mean, people are talking about, hey, is Mark Mangino going to get a head coaching job? Why would you hire him right now based off of the offense's progression? I like Mark. I think he's going to be a good head coach again at some point. But it's not like this offense is setting the world on fire. I don't see that.
I think Adam Gray told me today that our offensive numbers are below where they were last year.
That's correct. My point.
Correct.
You know? So I just – this is not just a defensive thing. It's the Big 12. You got to score some points. They scored 14 points against Kansas. 14 against Kansas. Let that settle in. I hear so much about the defense, and rightfully so, but why is anybody pointing a finger at that offense? That's what I want to know, Bloom.
And there's no...
Why are we talking about Mark Mangino? They scored 14 points against Kansas. What do you... Kansas. Bloom.
And they had Rojas, who hadn't played in a year.
Okay, fine. He scored 34 against them last year. And freaking... It was like 10 below.
One team...
Sorry.
Played with a lot more effort than another team on Saturday.
Well, that's true. I like that, though, Glenn, what I saw from Kansas, though. This is what I hope Iowa State does the rest of the year. 4th and 10, who cares? We're going for it. We're just going to put – We're gonna. It's like a full-court press in basketball. We're going to keep going.
It sounds really silly, and Glenn knows way more than either one of us, but it looked like the Iowa State guys on Saturday, it was work. Like, it was a day of work for them.
Yeah.
Where the KU guys were just free and loose and easy.
Yeah.
And now Iowa State can't make a bowl game. Right, so
I heard Rhodes talking about that on Monday.
And on last year, once the bowl game came out, I think Iowa State played better because it's just like, okay, let's just let it out there, and they won their last two games.
That's discouraging that's true, but you are right.
There's absolutely no pressure on those players right now. There's a lot of pressure on the coaches, but there's no pressure on the players. And if this means we've got to take more risks, go for it on 4th and 10, 4th and 20, 4th and 30, I don't care. Put guys out there that aren't playing. Dial up Joel Lanning, see what he can do. I mean, pull guys out of the woodwork.
That bothers me.
Get guys excited.
I don't know why Lanning didn't.
He warmed up a couple times.
Well, he warmed up like three times from what I
understand. I was convinced he was going in at one juncture.
And this is not even a critique of Grant Rojas. Grant Rojas starting the second half made total sense. The way they ended the first half, he's a guy you know you can win Big 12 football with. He's done it before. But I just see an opportunity here with Lanning to do some gimmick-type things, some Blake Bell. You know what I mean? Like, it was on the goal line. Why not? I mean, he's a quarterback. He can throw a pass. You're telling me he doesn't know the playbook enough where you can't put him in situational downs and let him run the football? Because Grant Rojas certainly couldn't do that against Kansas. I thought they really missed Richardson because of that.
Right. I just think that right now as a coaching staff, you got to try to get some of those younger guys, those sophomores and freshmen, and those maybe some juniors haven't played. You know, those seniors, they've shown what they can do, you know, and some of them are banged up. But you got to keep that excitement for some of those younger guys to build on if you're going to stay with what you've got. And we've got to take some risks. Make it exciting if you're a fan to go there to see something fun happen, you know.
Yeah, let's do some more of those wild onside kicks.
Right.
It is what it is at this point. They're not very good. You may as well have a little fun and go out with a bang.
Well, and so, like, I wouldn't be against some of those linemen like Sievers and Taiese. Throw them in there, get them some snaps. We haven't seen them much.
I don't get the Taiese thing.
Well, why not put them in?
Well, I mean, they've been so bad at run blocking all year. They're good. I think they're actually a pretty good pass blocking
okay.
line. They're yeah, good. They're not bad. Run blocking, not so much.
You say you should have used them earlier?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Well, then I got it. Why didn't you use DeVario Montgomery earlier? Look at this guy. I mean, I don't care if he knows. Like, I'm looking at this guy enough, and I go, that dude's a player.
He makes Campos look small.
Yeah.
Well, my point is, you're not going to know what you have until you get some of those kids in the game. So you might as well see it. And you know what? They're going to be playing some good teams. So see what they can do and see what they got to build on.
That TCU game scares me. It really, really scares me. Glenn, life insurance. I got to meet up with you, man. I got to get some life insurance. What? So if you were going to pitch me a life insurance deal on the air right now, I've got a baby on the way. What would you tell me? Right now I've got term. It's like $250,000. That's all I got. I need more. What do you pitch me? What do I need?
Hey,
come on.
I'm going to sell you what you can afford, Chris.
Yes.
Because that's most important. That's what I do for my clients.
That's
I'm going to push you a little bit to maybe think bigger. You know, we sell whole life, universal life, term, return of premium term on the life products. We're going to find the product that's probably maybe upgrade your term and maybe look at some kind of permanent thing to go with that so you got covers throughout your life.
I am a sports journalist, so you realize I can't afford much.
We got products that everybody can afford.
All right.
You know.
GlennWaterhouse.com. Check him out. He's on the air with us every Thursday breaking down the Cyclones. Thanks, my friend.
All right.
Enjoy the Benchwarmers pizza. I know you're going to take down right now. GlennWaterhouse, GlennWaterhouse.com. We're going to take a break. Bloom and I are going to talk about these decommitments from Iowa State football. We'll preview tomorrow night's hoops tip-off as well on 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Austin Arnaud. As a quarterback in high school and college, you quickly learn to develop trust in your teammates and the guys playing other positions around you. None more so than your receivers. When you drop back, go through your progressions, and zero in on your target, you have to know that when you lob that pass, it's going to land in the sweet spot of your receiver's hands and lead to a touchdown. A good receiver is a quarterback's best friend. Maybe that's why Mark Charter is the most recommended realtor in Central Iowa. Having played receiver so well in high school, Mark developed great communication skills, precision, follow-through, and perhaps most importantly, carried the burden of never wanting to let his QB down. Now an accomplished real estate professional with RE/MAX, Mark works for a different QB, you, his clients. When you work with Mark to buy or sell a home, he combines his experience with your needs and desires to help you reach your own end zone. Touchdowns are great, but a successful real estate closing is even better, and Mark knows how to deliver both. Don't take my word for it, though. Read all the reviews about Mark you'll find on Trulia.com, Angie's List, and, of course, MarkCharter.com.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Sports radio in Iowa starts and ends right here. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior, a high school, college, pro athlete, you can have your share of injuries, people. 9 board-certified physicians, 12 outreach clinics, Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine will get you the personalized care that you deserve. At Clive Clinic, they have state-of-the-art imaging facilities, physical therapy, rehab, personal physicians will get you back in the game. Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, give them a call today, 515-440-2676, or you can visit them at dsmcapitalortho.com. Bloom, Iowa State loses 3 commitments in football in the last week. I think it's important, though, to apply some context to this. The one kid from Texas gets an offer from the University of Texas. I believe that if Iowa State was undefeated right now, that young man would have gone to Texas. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
The Nicholson kid?
It's just hard for Iowa State if the kid wants to stay in Texas.
Yeah.
He's a Texas native.
It's his favorite team growing up.
I would not include this. Now, it looks bad, but I wouldn't include it with the others.
The other two, boy, these hurt. JUCO defensive linemen.
Yeah.
I mean, you just draw up the prospects that Iowa State needs right now. It's those two young men. They are teammates from a JUCO in Mississippi. They end up leaving Iowa State. They were committed, correct me if I'm wrong, to West Virginia.
Originally.
Yeah, decommit, commit to the Clones. Now they decommit from the Clones, back with West Virginia.
Yeah, well, some of these kids nowadays switch their mind more than Kim Kardashian, but...
Speaking of her.
Yeah, yo.
Ma.
But it's the news coming off Kansas makes it look 15 times worse.
It's bad timing for Rhodes.
It really is, because now it looks systemic. And I don't know if it is. If two young guys want to play together, switch their mind to go somewhere else, and, you know, they've got 3 months until signing day. Who knows if they'll change their mind again? You don't know with some of these guys. And
by weekend, if I'm Paul Rhodes, I'm getting on a plane to Mississippi.
They might flip back. It's hard to tell, but it just doesn't look good, and it allows the stories to be written of, and the one kid said, I think Tommy Burch quoted him, that I want to be part of a winning team. And so that then takes a hit at Iowa State as well.
Yeah, and then that Rivals quote from Tommy, did you read that? Yeah. The blood is in the water.
Yeah, and then that just seems like piling on from that Rivals guy. What does he know? Maybe he knows something, but it just seems a bit like piling on. But it does not look good for Iowa State.
I've worked for both recruiting networks, and I can tell you that just because somebody has claimed a recruiting expert, I mean, like I can claim
very loosely
that I'm like this, you know, like a gambling expert, and I went like 2-6 in my pick. You know what I mean? Like That, I agree, piling on is a good way to put. I think context around this is important. But at the end of the day, you make a point that Iowa State just lost its best 3 commitments.
Right, and I'm not totally, if there's another couple, especially that, like the high school guys start to worry me. Because, you know, the junior college,
they're a little shaky
to begin with. Yeah. You don't know. But if there's another couple here in the next couple weeks, then it really raises a problem flag.
Yeah, and if you would have asked me on... like last Thursday at our show, who are the 3 biggest question marks that will actually sign with Iowa State? It would have been those 3. Yeah. What does that all mean? I don't know. But it's clearly not good.
It's not good, no.
Correct.
That's the bottom line. Not a positive.
This program drastically needs something
positive. And they need D linemen, and I think that's the most troubling part, they're working their backsides off trying to get D linemen. They get 2 decent prospects, and they both back out, and now you're back to... who are we going to have next year? It's hard. You can't just find those. They're not just going to appear somewhere.
No, it is not. And that's, if you read my Monday musings, whatever. I feel like Iowa State, if they're going to keep Paul Rhodes, he needs help from administration. He needs somebody to step up and say he's going to be here next year. Because in the minds of opposing schools recruiting against Iowa State, you are pitching that he is a lame duck coach right now. And if that's not the case, then let's get it out there. That's how I view it.
Well, and some of those guys are there for 4 years, and so they say, well, what about year 2? What about year 3? It's not hard to negatively recruit against Iowa State as it is with the location that Iowa State's
right
at. So if it's just one more thing against them, it makes the road even more difficult. I don't know what the fix is other than winning games. That's the easiest fix, and right now it's not doing that. And until they do that, they're going to end up with again, guys they've had to do in the past were just those development kids and hope they pan out.
He is Brent Bloom. My name is Chris Williams. Special thanks to Iowa State assistant basketball coach Charlie Henry for joining us. Bloom, big prediction on Iowa State Oakland.
Getting a hundy tomorrow. Yep. Somebody needs to promote that. Like, get a promotion for 100 points.
Let's do it. We'll be back here at Benchwarmers next Thursday. Thanks to John Sellers and Steve Young for their help producing the program. Have a safe and warm night, Central Iowa.